Today's episode of a Hers and His podcast, The Revamp, we'll be having a discussion of hair conditions, alopecia, balding, and also talking a little bit about shaming and crossing boundaries. So let's get ready to tune on in to today's episode of Hers and His podcast, The Revamp, with your host, Brandy J. Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Brandon J, right here. A Hers and His podcast, The Revamp. Woo, how's it going? How's your day going? How is your weekend? What are your plans? I know some, you know, are engaging in celebrating, you know, Easter. And, you know, that's your business. That's your business, to each his own. But just, you know. Know what you know. I think, especially now these days, with everything coming more to the light, that we should recheck our doings, our traditions, what we engage in, what we've been engaging in, finding out real history, because, you know, a lot of people spend a lot of time saying they learn in history or telling the young ones to know their history, but yet anybody doing no history check. Apparently. Is that that, or you just don't care? You just like, oh, we're just going to do it just because we do it. But, you know, we'll let that be for this episode. We'll let that be. But, hey, definitely. Why not? You'll find out a lot when you actually teach yourself some stuff. What are you scared of? What are you scared of? What are you not willing to change? And then when you realize that, things like this, then you might want to sit back and stop being so judgmental of everybody else in their lives and what they're doing, and realize you got your own set of issues. You can't let go of something that wasn't what it was. Yeah. Now, let's get into it, right? So, you know, the crazy thing that has been going on, which we must be mindful also, too, to not buy too much into certain things. That's why you educate yourself, you know these things. But that being said, the latest stuff going on with Will and Jada, right? Crazy, right? So much. But at the end of the day, I want to bring up two things. You realize how intense people are invested in talking about this shit? Kind of reminds me of the chicken incident, but without the, you know, but seriously, like, they can't stop. And I'm like, yo, these people are good. Because either way it goes, they got people, you got us locked in. But some people know way more about this than they even do their own states and the bills that they're passing. These bills are passing in places saying the kids can get married at any age. Yeah, it's true. Very true. Silly people walking around here talking about, I ain't tripping. What the hell? Exactly, because you're too busy over here with Jada. That shit is hitting everybody's stage. If you don't know that, if you don't think so, you're not that smart, because if it's over in one place, it'll be in another. That's just what I'm saying. Like, this is crazy. That's why this shit's got people sucked in. I'm telling you, they do it all the time. Entertainment. What does that mean? Maybe you should go find out. All right. But since we're on this topic, let's go ahead and get into it, because this is a hers and a his. So it makes sense, right? So, as we know, Jada has a lot of us didn't know that she's been dealing with alopecia. Now, that's not the only thing, because the alopecia is a condition to it. She has that she says she has, which brings on the alopecia, right? So, I ask, when we're out here talking about these things, do we bother to find out what they are? I doubt it. Yeah, let's just keep going on. That being said, more women are coming out and being talked about more. Makes me wonder, is it like, me too? Like, because, like, you didn't see it before. I didn't see hers before. right? But then when one dude, the next dude, the next dude, and the next dude, and it's like, it then becomes like a fad or a trend, and I'm just like, what the, pay attention, right? But either way it goes, there's a lot of women that deal with it. You know, I had a friend of mine say something like, oh, these women and their issues, and men been going bald forever. Now, granted that how he said it was out of frustration due to Jada, I don't think that every other woman needs to take the brunt of what Jada's done and not get the empathy, right? Because not every other woman is out here doing or did what she did, you know? So we have to be not ignorant, be mindful of that, right? Remember, we don't want to pass the bad, you know, behaviors. We want to, if you can do different, why not? If you can do better, because that's a silly way to look at it. Because not all women are out here saying, "Oh my God," you know. Nobody's not out here. Everybody's not out here being non-empathetic to what men have been going through. So it's a really silly way, but it's relevant because men have been, right? Men have been dealing with it, and they get the you know, the insecurities too, just like women. And we're not trying to compare anything, but when you look at Jada, she looks just fine. You know, with men, they get the receding hairline. I don't know, sometimes it's passed down through genetics or whatever it may be, but it's something that bothers them too, right? So then I was wondering, like, somebody, we should go deeper and figure out what it is. Is it hereditary? Is it within certain cultures, right? And instead of just making it a hair bash thing, let's be different, especially within the Black community, because all we do is get on social media, talk mess about each other, downplay one another as men and women, and talk trash against men and women. And and people wonder why. Well, I mean, come on, let's switch it up for ourselves and educate ourselves and try to figure these things out. If not, then why even talk about it? Because if you're not talking with intent, purpose to help or shed any light, educate anybody, then what's the point, right? What's the point? Just senseless babble. If no one can get anything out of it, you're not saying anything brand new underneath the sun unless you're saying something that somebody can benefit from, right? Because it's a thing, you know? No one's ever really looked into men's, why they bald. I know they have the hair plugs and men do this and they do that. Right, but at the same time, no one was really talking about alopecia, right? Until what? Now it's going to be the hot topic. But on top of that, did you know there's supposed to be a vaccine coming out for alopecia? Check into that. And then wonder why. And just go a little deeper. I mean, the awards was sponsored, you know, by Pfizer. So they are coming out with a vaccine. So you do the homework. But for alopecia, I know they got like sprays and greases and stuff that people use for that, especially within Black people's hairs. Right? But a whole vaccine, that don't even make sense. Especially when the definition, I know it changed this or last year, the definition of it, but what they're made for, and then you now, how is this panning out? Because I thought that was for virus. You see what I'm saying here? People, y'all just talking about the wrong shit, okay? Figure it out. Educate yourself. See why these things are happening. Don't use Will and Jada as a brunt of this alopecia. Let's learn more about alopecia. She is not the poster child for alopecia. She is not the fault of every other woman that's probably suffering from alopecia that's not out here on people's crap list like Jada seems to be with some people. So don't focus it at women. Think. Let's use our God-given common sense, which isn't free anymore, and let's act like adults. We got the damn kids. Come on. Be sensible. You can't talk sense if you're not being sensible. But hey, what do I know? Just common sense. Just a thinker. Shit. People like to just complain and just find the worst in everything. And it's just like, yo, do they got a vaccine for that shit? Probably do. Quiet. Anywho, We're going to be right back. Don't go too far. We have some more for you right here in a Hers and His podcast with your girl, Brandy J. This is The Revamp. Be right back. Here we are. We're back again. Hope you didn't go too far. This is your girl, Brandy J. And a Hers and His podcast, The Revamp. Well, right before we took a little break, we were talking, went over, you know, the condition, the alopecia condition. We talked about it in a more of a, let's find out more about these things, even like with men and what they have going on with receiving hairlines and baldness, because they have dealt with this too. No one's coming out being victim to it. And they're like, well, what about us? Because Jada Pinkett was the only one who had that issue. So you can't just make it a woman thing, like, oh, women. You're right? Because that's silly. Because some people suffer from it. And whatever condition causes theirs to, which has the alopecia kickoff, we don't know. We don't freaking know. But I think that if we change the narrative in our mindsets and speak in a way that's more beneficial, and with, you know, hey, I mean, we're sitting here raising children, so we're going to have to do 10 times better when it comes to these things, right? Because contradicting and all that stuff without taking any regard or really critically thinking it through, makes no sense if you don't do it. And how are we going to teach it? You just expect the schools to do everything, see how far they've gotten. Come on now. We're the teachers. The parents, you're the teachers. Get it through your heads. Okay? Please, I need you to do that. For the love of God. But anywho, let's carry right along. So that was what we were talking about in the last segment. Okay? Furthering right along, let's go ahead and cover a topic that some of the ladies were talking about and, you know, brought up here and there. And then I was hearing, and I was like, okay, we'll cover that. Why not? Let's do it. So basically, as you see, nothing really changes if nothing really changes. So here we are, right? Here we are. Some people like to state that they're respectful and they have this going on and they're mindful of this, but then we get caught up in stuff and we don't realize what we're doing. We don't realize what we're putting out there. We don't realize what we're passing down. We don't realize how we're making ourselves look. Now, I'm going to isolate these two because it needs to be, and it needs to be shown in a way where, not cool, right? Or at least think about it. And if you don't care, then we know where people stand. Don't be one way one day and then disrespectful the next day. You just a disrespectful motherfucker. Okay? So, claim which one, okay? I never liked the buster. We call them busters out here. It's like when you jump from set to set. You're like, I'm like banging this set. Now you're banging that set. That's a buster ass. Don't be a buster ass, please. Because that's what you're going to look like. Let's go ahead and get into it. Now, we have this incident, the situation with Miss Jada, right? Now, she kind of was already, you know, getting it because of that whole entanglement thing. Right? But come on, people. Where'd that come from? And all of a sudden, their lives is talking to town, right? And everybody's on her, but him, right? Everybody don't even know her. Riding her, like, oh, that bitch thing. Tell you what, she done took him on the bread, then blah, 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 blah. No, we know only so little of what's really going on, right? You just know what they see. They show us, right? I always remember that. Don't believe everything you see or you hear. Just take it with a grain of salt, and you'll find yourself not so engaged in other people's lives and TV and more engaged in what's going on in your real life and in the places that you reside in that could change your whole structure, right? So that being said, there's the entanglement. And then as soon as when this Academy Awards stuff, or was it Academy Awards? I think it was Oscars, right? My bad, or not. But when this took flight, when she gave that eye, because that's all she had to do, she didn't say much, didn't nothing. But everybody saw, they was like, that's why he did it. You see the way she looked? Okay. He did, I don't know. Who's to say? What's really going on there? There's a lot going on there. because people still don't even know or even looked into because they just told the story and they left it alone and didn't get the update. But so now, every left and right, people are just going in on Jada Smith. That's okay. That's fine, Daddy. Because there's some scandalous shit in that right there with your son's. Oh my. But I don't feel the need to go around slut shaming or disrespecting anybody. So ever since this stuff's been talked about coming out more, even more so because people already knew about these things, but they want to talk about her even more because of the Oscars, right? So it's not like this shit came out in the Oscars. It just brought out people's, you know, how they really felt, right? And now everybody's saying, like, she a B-list celebrity. She wasn't shit to Will Smith. That means blah, blah, blah. And I heard people saying she'd been passed around, was talking about her and Pac, and just, you know, just slaying her, right? Now, that's the example one, isolated thing right there. Now, we're going to go jump over here to Miss KK, Kim Kardashian, right? So, you know that situation going on with DL and Kanye, right? So, the digs that were going back and forth. One was giving clownery digs, you know, he was serving them up, being slick, you know how Kanye is. And then DL came with, hit him with these, like, ooh, man, that's kind of, because what if there are people that have these problems right here? Hit him with the mental health one. Not cool, you know what I mean? Because what if he was? Would we make fun of him if you really knew he was? And then, also, with the women, basically talking about his wife in a way where, oh, that's why she over there getting this white D, and like, you know, like, kind of talking about her, like, it, you know, in a very trashy way, right? And to me, I was thinking in my head, if that was your wife being talked about in that way, you wouldn't stand for it. So you shouldn't do it with somebody else. Where I sit, I feel like people think that because of what Kim did to get to where she got, they can talk about her in that way. And there'll be some people out there that'll be like, yeah, she shouldn't have let her relax. Well, who are we or anybody to judge? But I guess you can just go and tell that to your kid. You're like, yeah, that's what it is, you know? And then, okay, what if your kid turns out to be a little, you know? You just got to think about stuff like that. So therefore, what I'm saying is, and that's why I said these isolated situations, because does that warrant that young lady to get that type of backlash talked about in those ways, especially when it had nothing to do with her, had something to do with her husband, and then he brings up his wife, but talking about her like that because if it was someone else's, and he still had context, like, you know, they still had the beef. I bet you it wouldn't have just been anybody's wife. The wife name would have never came up. It just shows a respect level for that actual wife and why you're saying those things because of how people perceive her because of what she has done, right? But still, when does that become okay? That's that same perpetuated, you know, shit that people say they want to get away from. They want to do better, be better, but don't want to hold any accountability to these things. And then you get the, you know what I mean? Those motherfuckers that, you know, they're never going to really grow up. They'll be like, oh, who gives a fuck? That bitch, blah, 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 this, and that. You're like, okay, well, that's great. Well, thank you. We see you. Don't care. But for the bigger all overall, you know, masses of it all, it's, you know, men don't think of, no men, yes, and I said it, because they will apply it, think about it. I've heard some even discuss it this way, too, and feels the same way, right? I commend that simple fact that why perpetuate and want to keep on being a certain way, nasty to a woman just because of what she did, or just because you just don't care, right? Great, good for you. Thanks. You go work that out with somebody. But it still doesn't take away from the overall masses of the disrespect that comes along when the disrespect that comes along with just speaking of that person in general, and then you just bring up these things, you speak about them in a way because of that. No, nobody was going around calling Jada any whores or anything like that until after this August thing, right? And then now they're massively bringing her up, saying how irrelevant she is, and she's B-list, she's no good, and she's been passed around like a little hoe. So all I'm saying is, when do we come to a place where we talk about something especially within the black culture, that benefits, that uprises our people. Because there's nobody else is doing that shit but us. We're always quick to tear each other apart. And these are facts. Always quick to just not support and then just tear each other apart in the media, in the public side. I mean, look at that shabaco. So how do we point fingers over there? And when we're sitting over here, we're not doing any better. We're not doing any better. Look how we speak about one another. You can think those things, but damn it, don't say it. Don't say that shit out in public. Because you know what? At the end of the day, these people have children. And if you can't even see that, then we're in a big fucking world of trouble. Because that's the issue now we need to be doing better for. If you don't want to do it for yourself, do it for the kids. Because right now, their freaking future is, you know, looking a little, because nobody wants to talk about what we need to talk about. We want to talk about this shit. When it all boils down, there's still kids in the process of it. So when do we start speaking in a way where it's beneficial, where somebody can take from it, learn from it, instead of just dropping the mic like that, like hoes and stuff. This, come on. Like, seriously. These were people with real lives. You have real lives. We have, everybody has real lives. You have to grow up to a point where you have to, where it has to, like, matter, or just be quiet. Because somewhere there's some kid probably listening to your baloney. Or you could be closed, shutting doors for yourself, because nobody wants that type of baloney around them. That character. Real live shit. Don't care if you don't care. That says a lot right there. So, you know, you're not doing anybody no favors, but you're not damaging or hurting anybody. But at the same time, at the overall masses, you're looking a little silly out in these streets, because you're not doing any fucking better when you keep perpetuating. If you can speak with intent, speak with purpose, something that can benefit, something that helps somebody, that uplifts, we need to do that for each other more, or shut the hell up. Take it how you want to. Don't care. Everybody's, that's all we're ever good for, just going around talking mess and our opinions about everybody. Well, everybody else is what? Yeah. Probably don't even know, right? They don't care. Well, guess what? I care. I care about our children. And I care that they get a different message. I care they don't do this shit. Don't care if somebody did X, Y, Z, and E. It doesn't give us the you know what I mean? The okay mic to just trash them even more and talk about them in ways that just don't even make you look good. Right? Would you say those things at their funeral? But many will go, this will go over their head. Many won't care. And that's fine for you, because it's not affecting me or probably a lot of people. But for the most part, though, it just speaks volumes. Speaks volumes. When are we ever going to start saying positive stuff instead of finding things to break down, complain about with each other? That shit right there is old. And it sounds like it needs some therapy. I don't know. But we got to change the narrative if we want better. The only people we have to blame is ourselves and the messenger's mouth. So if your message is always negative and complain and not do better, and being more open and trying to be more understanding and reasonable with situations instead of blame, then go to your therapist or shut the hell up, because it's not helping. We as black people do not need to keep just tearing each other down. That shit is so weak and whack looking. It makes no sense. It's not getting you anywhere at all whatsoever. So what's the point? Why waste your breath? Like, you don't think we don't have that. You know, people don't have more value in themselves to speak of something with value that is worth somebody gaining something from? All I'm saying is, gotta do better. Take people on account of who that individual person is, and stop coloring everybody as who your past experience was with, or who you're dealing with at the time or speaking of. That's not the overall masses. That's just fucking ridiculous. That's an immature thinking. It's like, that doesn't even make sense. You can't color all women or all men the same just because of your experience or this person here. It's like, use those words that you say you're educated with in school and something, and don't go like, well, you know what I'm talking about. No. Some people don't. Yeah. You may want to clear it up. Shut up. You got verbiage for a reason. Use it. Why take shortcuts and just assume people, like, I don't understand people these days. But let's do better, because this is motherfucking Hers and His podcast, The Revamp with Brandy J. This is the stuff that people wanted to cover today. Feel free to leave messages. Please engage, ask questions, drop off freaking ideas. You got a topic, let's do it, because it's okay. We need to talk about these things. And we don't have to do it in a way where it's like combative. Shit. The world is already combative enough. Us as people, let's do something different. Speak positive. You speak negative and complain all the time, that's all your life is really going to consume us, okay? when you speak, you know, because you know how energy works, probably not, more positive into existence, those are the things you will replicate. And will be one of the topics for the next episode. So until then, you guys, thank you so much once again. We want to give a shout out to the Real Wise Productions, Real Wise Radio, to Wise from Stuck in My Mind Podcast and Real Wise Productions, and also to our once co-host, Anthony Gonzalez, a.k.a. Poppy J. Please, please, he has been doing his thing, doing his work, and he's not with us this season, but you can go on over to Amazon and find out what he's been doing, because his book has hit on December of 2021, The Plush Life. Yes, The Plush Life, From Prison to Peace. From Prison to Peace. If you want to go to our website, realwiseproductions.com, and on the first page you click, you'll see his book cover. You can click that, it'll take you to the store, to Amazon, okay? Then also on YouTube, check out The Plush Lounge. So, thank you so much, guys. Until next time, this is your girl, Brandy J, her and his podcast, The Revamp. Peace. I personally think that people need to help create safe places, safe spaces for others to say what they need to say and say their truth. You know, that be it man, woman, whatever it may be, you know, we don't really realize that we are equally not intentionally doing that. You know what I mean? And we don't really know how to discuss it and talk about it. A lot of people, you know, they vent, you know, they create shows and they go off, right? But in all actuality, where's those safe places and spaces where no one's getting criticized but made feel safe to understand? Are we listening to understand, or are we just listening to speak back, to answer back, to rebuttal? Because if that's the case, you don't got to get on a whole social media platform to do that. You can just go sit at home and text or sit on the phone and do that, right? But if we're going to have a platform for the world to hear, let your voice be intentional. Let it be powerful. Let it be something different than ever before. Because especially in the Black community, we're always tearing down one another, complaining about this and that, and Black women that, Black men that. And it's enough. Enough's enough. So I'm calling it all out. What are we going to do differently? Because if nobody is, then don't go around complaining anymore if you're not willing to do anything different. Everybody has accountability. Everybody. We got to do better. We got children. And once you think about that and stop bombarding everybody with your pride and you, I mean, come on. That's old and played out. We're too mature for that. I would hope. But with growth comes patience, understanding, and a more sensitive, empathetic kind of nature. Because that other shit is old, played out, and never worked in the first place. Here we are now. What are we going to do differently? Because if it's the same old, then it's drag. Nobody wants to hear it. Next, Hers and His Podcast, The Revamp.